There are also all sorts of ruins in Rome that are built in and around other buildings. And I think that's a church, and it has built within it Roman columns. Apparently Rome views its Roman ruins as an asset, and they don't allow people to destroy it. So if there are any old ruins on your land, you can build what you like as long as you don't disturb the ruins. So if you're a real estate developer and there's some ruins on your land, then what you do is you build a building around them. And this is one case of where they've done it. This is another case. This is about a six-story apartment building, it looks like, that was built with at its base. I think this is called an old amphitheater. I don't see how it was an amphitheater because it wasn't very open, but that's what it was said to be. Also, as we were traveling around Rome, we saw an old fortress which was just opposite a bridge, and this is a picture of the bridge with the statues on each side and the fortress in the background. Yeah. The next slide is a slide that we took when we went down the, what was the name of the road? Down the Appian Way Road. We got there on a city bus, and according to my map, we were pretty close there. I thought, well, we'll just walk. So we got off the bus and started walking. It turns out it must have been a mile or two. It seems like 5 miles that we walked. And when we finally got there, we went through the catacombs, and that was fairly interesting. And we went through the San Sebastian catacombs, and one of the things they had was this really gorgeous carving of San Sebastian with the arrows. And so I got this picture, and it turned out fairly nice. When we got out of the catacomb, we found, much to our disillusionment, that the bus came all the way out to the San Sebastian catacombs and had to stop there. So if we had just waited, we could have gotten straight way where we wanted to go. Finally, before we got there, we passed a church of St. Peter in the Chain. It purportedly hangs that St. Peter was bound in, and that's a picture of their display. It was in a lower area and encased in glass for the layer thick. Another of the random things we saw around Rome were the baths, and I think these would be ruins from the baths. Yeah, Barbara thinks it's the baths of Caracalla. Yeah, there's an opera held there now. And there were some pretty impressive brick buildings. Brick ruins, anyway. I guess they're not buildings proper. And they had some really nice mosaics. And the next slide is of a piece of mosaic that is set up against the wall. Some of the building was in good repair, and there you can see some of the mosaics and a stairway that looks fairly complete. I'm not sure what the baths were, but they seem to be quite extensive. The next slide is of the Forum, which was the seat of government through historic times in Rome. This is one view of it. There's another view. And in this view, if you see up on the hillside, there are some old brick buildings which were supposed to be apartment buildings where the Roman government makers would live. And here you have another view through an old arch, a triumphal arch.